Hit the road this summer in a new Chevy Silverado. Right now, get $4,250 on a Silverado 1500 Crew Cab RST pickup, plus an additional $2,250 in trade assistance. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for all the details.
We've been having this ongoing conversation here, and the Mincing Rascals podcast that we record on Wednesdays dropped another episode, well, yesterday, about this very issue. In Illinois, you vote, but we can take up to 14 days to count the votes. Downstate Congressman Mike Bost says with the American people's confidence in our elections at a discouraging low point, it's more important than ever that we work to restore their trust. A big part of that effort is ensuring all votes are tallied by Election Day, not days or weeks later. I think the reason that America's confidence in elections is at a low point is because people who lose elections don't mention it. Is it really that bothersome to you that in Illinois we might count it a few days afterwards? Eric Zorn in his Picayune Sentinel, and he mentioned this in our Mincing Rascals podcast, said that we are, as a state, unusually generous about this. Alaska will count them after 10 days, California 7 days, District of Columbia 10 days, Mississippi 5 business days, but we would extended a full 2 weeks. And the question before the Supreme Court, they're going to hear this now, is standing. So has Mike Bost or the Republicans or anybody actually been injured by this? Russell Nobile is the senior attorney for Judicial Watch, and he joins us now on WGN. Russell, thanks for giving us your time. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me. Good to be on and talk about the case.
Is that the issue, standing? I mean, whether or not you or I or the Supreme Court or Mike Bost agree on this, is the Supreme Court saying that we need to see if Mike Bost or somebody's actually been injured by the later counting of the votes? Is that the issue before the court?
Yes, the immediate issue is that. So this is the first case in a project that we rolled out sort of nationwide in different areas to answer the question why states can continue to receive ballots days and sometimes weeks after Election Day. And so we filed suit in Illinois. And, what I've sort of joked is that the courts hate our case so much that they're just going to close them and say they're not going to be willing to hear the cases. And they say someone like Congressman Bost isn't injured by it. We lost the trial court. A divided Seventh Circuit said there was no injury. And no standing and therefore no jurisdiction. But the Supreme Court took it up, and they will decide that question in a few months or hear oral arguments in a few months on that question.
Right.
We feel very confident that courts have jurisdiction to hear this. I mean, for a very long time, federal courts have been open on questions like these. In 2020, that sort of changed, but the Supreme Court has never signed off on that. They've avoided it. And they've avoided answering the jurisdictional questions.
How do you argue, Russell? How will you argue the point? What is the injury? How is Mike Bost, say, or any candidate, denied their fair share of the votes or their share of the votes any more or less than anybody else? Where's the harm here?
Well, that's a good question. So we have two types of harm here. One is just a basic money harm. Anybody that's organized anything in their entire life knows that if you're going to allow it to go on for 14 extra days, you will spend more money. You will spend more money on resources, I mean, in volunteers and campaign staff to sit in the poll sites or sit in the counties and monitor the ballots coming in. And Congressman Bost has 34 counties in his state, in his district. So it's one of the largest districts in the country, and to monitor ballots coming in for 14 days afterwards naturally causes some expenses. And then secondarily, we contend these ballots are illegal under federal law. And for the purposes of assuming jurisdiction, the court has to assume that our claim is right. It doesn't mean that we win the case. It just means to understand if we're injured, it has to first assume that our claims are correct. And here, if we're saying the Supreme Court, the state is accepting illegal ballots, then that's tainting the outcome of his election, and it doesn't matter the distribution of the votes one way or the other.
Well, isn't it up to the states?
He's uniquely injured.
Aren't states themselves able to decide how they count the votes? Aren't states sovereign about election laws?
It depends. I want to emphasize or clarify one question or one sort of nuance to our case. We're not saying that states have to count everything by midnight on election day. We're saying they have to receive everything by election day, and they need a couple of days or however long the states decide to sort of tally up everything. But they can't just keep taking in boxes of ballots from the mail that are unmonitored.
Why not? Why not? What about the people that are either college students in California or members of the service or expats that are working overseas? What do you say to those people? Members of the military, of course, are the gold star of this argument. What about those people whose ballots would come in late?
Well, they should not come in late, to be candid, because federal law mandates that states send ballots out 45 days before the election. And so our argument sort of boils down to, if their ballots are going out late, then we have a different lawsuit and you can extend the deadline. But if states are doing what they're supposed to under federal law, overseas and military voters have ample time to get their ballots back.
I thought you might say that.
Alternatively, I would also add that we don't understand why ballots could be received from the Gettysburg battlefield in 1865, but yet in the time of the logistics and jet engines that we have now, it takes 45 days to get a ballot, either domestically or from Europe. That's not consistent with reality as far as we say.
But well, I'll have to talk to you about the mail service in Chicago. But this is my maybe last and most critical question to you, and that is, why do you care about this, Russell? Because some people feel like at the end of the day, it's just a way to suppress votes. I've been championing, let's do whatever it takes to reflect the will of the people, and ballots received even after the day, if they're postmarked before the day, to me, are legitimate votes. This is an expression of people's will on their representation. Why do you guys care about this fine detail?
Well, we don't care. Congress set a federal election day in 1845 and 1872, and states are attempting to extend the election day past the chosen day. It implicates elections because it's corrosive. People need to know the tally on election night, how many votes are in there, and then they can count them. But when the underlying denominator keeps extending through the weeks following elections, and thousands of ballots keep coming in, and candidates are losing their elections because new ballots start materializing out of the ether, it is corrosive to the democratic process. It undermines legitimately elected people. And frankly, elections have to have rules. You can't just keep voting open indefinitely. If you're saying the argument for 14 days, why not 30 days? Why not 60 days? Congress set that line in 1845 and 1872. And for some reason, there's some new theories in the last 15, 20 years that states need to keep voting open 30 days past their election day or 14 days past election day. And that's just inconsistent and violates the federal law, which is exactly what the Fifth Circuit said to us and the same case in Mississippi. And so we've already had the only court in the country that's ever addressed this actual substantive question has agreed with us. And so
that was Mississippi,
it's really
right?
important that, correct.
Yeah, yeah. We're out of time. Russell Nobile is the senior attorney for Judicial Watch. Russell, this won't be our last conversation about it. The court's going to hear the argument. So before, during, or after, let's you and I visit again on this.
Great. Thanks for having me.
That's Russell Nobile. He is with an organization called Judicial Watch. Mike Bost is the downstate congressman who's in front of this issue.